The Trump administration is hoping the U.S. Supreme Court will step in to overturn a lower court ruling when it comes to the recent firing of an executive branch official. At issue is the termination and reinstatement of Hampton Dellinger, the head of the Whistleblower Protection Agency, known as the Office of Special Counsel. Dellinger, a Biden administration appointee, was fired by the Trump administration earlier this month in the ongoing purge of federal employees to cut spending and to reduce the government workforce. Dellinger sued to get his job back, citing a federal statute meant to protect leaders of independent agencies from politically motivated terminations. A U.S. district judge then ordered Dellinger to be reinstated during the ongoing legal proceedings. Over the weekend, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. rejected the Trump administration's request to overturn the district judge's order, so the Trump administration is now seeking intervention from the U.S. Supreme Court. The Justice Department is asking the nation's highest court to keep Dellinger off the job as the legal process plays out. The Justice Department argues the district court's action limits President Trump's ability to manage the executive branch of government, harms his presidency, and intrudes upon Trump's constitutional powers. For his part, Dellinger claims he was fired without cause and that his removal made no attempt to comply with the special counsel's for cause removal protection. The Office of Special Counsel oversees federal whistleblower laws and investigates violations of the Hatch Act, which is the main law limiting political activity by federal employees. The office also fields complaints from veterans about possible discrimination. So far, the case has not made it to the U.S. Supreme Court docket. For more unbiased updates, download the Straight Arrow News AP